Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Doing good, Neil. How are you today?
Hey, doing fantastic. So I know that we have some great topics for today.
The first topic is gossiping, and that's going to be a title in my new book, Freedom from Addiction, The Final Message, which is in its final stages of production before we get it available for you. The book that I have now is Freedom from Addiction 3, and I would suggest you hold off on buying that one until you get the new version, which will be coming out shortly on Amazon. So let me tell you about gossiping. Two of the most dangerous words in the English language are, I heard. Gossip is a casual or unconstrained conversation or report about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed to be true. Gossip fits into the negative thinking category of addictive behaviors. Lying is gossip and gossip is lying. It is the first cousin. Millions of us thrive off our own misconceptions and misassumptions. Gossip gives the lowest form of human a means of looking down on people by reducing them. But it's a fact that you cannot build yourself up by putting someone else down. You can only build yourself up by lifting them up. Gossip has moved from entertainment to malevolence by spreading false knowledge. Gossip is cancer in every organ of our social order. When good gets attempted, too often misinformation reverses those efforts. Because of gossip and the associated connection to racism and mental illness, it instigates. Truth is often buried deep. Some people are born with organic brain deficiency, but the vast majority of gossiping is learned, environmental, trauma-based, or via undue influence. Gossip plus bias equals mental illness. Gossip can become delusional when then it becomes bias. If you're harboring biases or prejudices, you are laying the foundation for your own mental illness. It is not the lies that people tell about you that comprise the real problem. It is mostly the willingness of recipients to believe them. We have become progenitors of the gossip virus to the point where almost no one knows what the truth is about anything anymore. Truth is the enemy of gossip. One of the elements that sustains gossip is that it amuses. When information, including humor, is not quite slander, but damaging just the same, it becomes slander by virtue of the damage it causes. A person's good reputation can be dismantled by gossip in moments. Nazi Information Minister Goebbels once said that if you tell a lie to the people enough, they will believe it's the truth. It's the same way with gossip. Gossip is in our DNA. It is the undiagnosed social virus of our time and of all time, for that matter. For almost 75% of us, we gossip without even knowing it, spreading it like a virus. Some forms of gossip can and do kill lots of people, like a dangerous virus. It is our nature to want to know things and be seen as an authority to some degree, a contributor to the true knowledge of humankind. Don't try to be the smartest or most vociferous person in the room, but always try to be the most truthful. A quiet whisper of truth will always be more important than the loudest lie. Gossip sets the groundwork for many forms of racism and bias. The definition of racism or prejudice is to have a preconceived notion or prejudgment of an individual or group. The definition of a gossip is the delivery of distorted or untrue information. To be able to deliver distorted information or to produce any deleterious action based upon the distortion of the same requires that the assailant have a bias against the truth, whether unwittingly or not. Gossip-inspired racism has its roots in fear. We feel safer when people think the way we think, and when we know we're wrong, we need them to shield us. It's not difficult to find people around the world who hate you just because you exist. Misunderstandings are the building blocks ultimately for war. For the most part, in terms of basic human wants and needs, humans are not that different from one another. Most sane people want to live in peace, but religion, race, class, and culture get in the way. And of course, so do corrupt governments that deprive their people of their basic rights. Concerning gossip, if you don't create the problem in the first place, bias doesn't result, and you retain a greater footing in the world of the mentally together. You've heard the term, hold your tongue. When you feel the urge to spread a dubious story about anyone, don't. One third of our populace has absolutely no idea as to what critical thinking is. For them, it is easy to be led down a garden path, albeit thorny and fraught with poison ivy. Critical thinking has to do with not accepting what people say without gathering evidence of truth. We need to do what's right and tell the truth about ourselves and others, even when they insist upon lying. Only 5% of gossip you hear about someone is 100% true. Buddha said, all that arises comes from our thoughts. Now, don't let misinformation and lies change your thoughts into words. When you think about it, nearly every drama in which human finds themselves is loosely based on some form of misinformation. We are so taken in by our inability to differentiate between the entertainment of mere stories and the damage of thought bombs that we really aren't evolving properly. To genuinely evolve, we must learn how to at least filter out the gossip that visits us constantly. The intent of gossip is to take pleasure in exacting meanness, vengeance, or self-satisfaction of being that a person who knows more than others. Always try to tell your best truth, and even if you don't succeed, keep aiming for that. If truth matters outside the home, it must matter within the home as well. Good parents everywhere are constantly reminding their children that it is not what they do when everyone's watching that matters as much as when no one's watching. When we hear of any food contamination threat, the first thing we do is to stop eating it. It's guilty before proven innocent because we want to protect our families just in case the gossip is true. All you have to do is make people afraid and they tend to bend to your will. A good example is a virus can kill you, so therefore wear a mask. The first thing anyone should do with suspected gossip is to ask, is this true? Most people skip this step because that would take all the fun away. The internet is far more fiction than fact. The dopey assist ideas that have no basis in truth spread throughout the social media universe. It is human nature to listen to compelling information and wash it around in our psyche. But if we build upon any unverified data, we are starting down a sorry path. Make a commitment to learn to verify data. Take a moment to understand what critical thinking is all about. Understanding is the first step. understand critical thinking as opposed to its opposite, judging. When we make a judgment, especially in the absence of facts, we are branding ourselves as biased. In this case, we insist that we're right in the absence of evidence. All a stupid idea requires are people stupid enough to believe it without question. The key to maliciousness of gossip is that it really only serves the needs of the original source. Everyone else is the messenger. The messenger you're not supposed to shoot. And of course, as the gossip grows, so grows the distortion. What hurts so much, especially for young teens and others who are sometimes driven to suicide, is that the misconception people hold about them is so different from who they know themselves to be. Gossip is the most dangerous if you believe the distortions people say about you. Don't say mean things about other people, either behind their backs or face to face. There is no such thing as good or acceptable gossip, because by its very nature, to gossip is to lie, and even little lies catch up with us eventually. The acid you attempt to spill on others invariably splashes on your own self. This is an ancient Chinese adage. Martin Luther King once said, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." Henry Thomas Buckle said, "Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people." The significant part of the preceding discussion was supplied with permission by my friend and colleague, Howard Bronson, who is a critically thinking philosopher of the first order, an author, and a counselor. His book is entitled "Speak Up: Our Gossipy World and Its Connection to Racism and Mental Illness." And that's my podcast today, gossiping.
Wow. And it's a dangerous thing. And I think that also when you look at gossiping, it's negative. And negativity, even if it's to make ourselves feel better, ultimately we're hurting our bodies and our souls, aren't we?
Absolutely. Negativity or negative thinking is a very serious addiction, and it will hurt you, or it will hurt the ones you love. So give it up and get the book that I've written that tells you how to quit over 30 addictive behaviors. Follow my podcast at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no caps and no spaces. And I wish you the best day that you can possibly have.
All right, guys, that was a special edition of Freedom From Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.